President Donald Trump has long spoken out against free trade agreements, saying they're bad for U.S. workers. Yesterday, he signed an executive order pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, the TPP. He also promised to renegotiate NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Will the president's tough stance on trade agreement affect the New England economy and businesses here in New England? To talk about that, we're joined this morning by James Brett. He's the president and CEO of the New England Council, a nonprofit, nonpartisan business alliance that promotes economic growth. James Brett, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Massachusetts exported about $25 billion worth of goods in 2015. Are exporters here nervous about President Trump push against these trade agreements?
The New England Council obviously has been a strong supporter of free trade, and we've always encouraged our leaders in Washington to advance these policies. The TPP in particular has been a great deal of support in the business community, so I think some of those businesses are disappointed in the decision of the president to withdraw from that agreement. We've also had some companies that have had some concerns with TPP here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, in particular the pharmaceutical companies, and they've expressed their concerns with the patent exclusivity provisions of TPP, which were not as strong as the current protections afforded under U.S. law. So there's been some controversy on the TPP. What we hope will happen is that the White House will meet with the businesses of New England in particular and to try to get some improvements in that language, but not to completely walk away from trade from the Pacific Rim. Because if we do that, what I fear is that China will fill the gap. They will go in there, they'll set the rules, and also be able to sell all of their products there while the U.S. will be on the outside looking in.
What do you think the fear is of businesses in Massachusetts and across New England if China becomes the lead trade player in the Pacific Rim?
Well, I think what would happen is that many of their products may not be able to be sold in those 11 countries that the TPP would be covered under, and that is a major concern for an awful lot of these companies. Here in Massachusetts alone, we have over 200,000 employees that derive their paycheck from all of the exports that they do in different parts of the world, and in particular TPP. We do about $8.5 billion in goods exported from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to those TPP countries. That would be in jeopardy if we walked away and had nothing in place there.
I'm wondering if there are even bigger concerns about Donald Trump's pledge to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, considering that our top export market here is Canada, followed by Mexico.
I think Mexico, Canada is Massachusetts' number one export market. We do over $3 billion in exports to our neighbor to the north. Mexico, as you stated, is Massachusetts' number two export market. We do over $2.6 billion in exports. These are goods that are produced here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and sent to Mexico. So that is a concern. But at the same time, initial talk by then candidate Trump was withdrawing from NAFTA. That was a cause of concern. It would have been incredibly disruptive for the many businesses who are now doing business with those NAFTA nations. So I think many in the business community are encouraged that his position has shifted to renegotiating rather than withdrawing. But there's still a great deal of uncertainty about what a renegotiated NAFTA might look like.
Candidate Trump, and now President Trump, has said repeatedly that he wants to focus on protecting American jobs from unfair competition overseas, especially in manufacturing. Do you think renegotiating NAFTA might help bring lost manufacturing jobs back to New England, or do you think that's just impossible at this point in time?
To bring some of these offshore manufacturing jobs back, I think it would involve a couple of things, not just trade or renegotiating the trade. It would involve eliminating many of the regulations that have been enacted in the last several years. Many of the businesses have said some of those regulations have strangled them from expanding. Also, ample supply of energy. He's talking about additional steps to be taken on that. And the third thing he's talking about is reducing the corporate income tax, which we have is the highest in the world. So if he's doing the three prong, addressing taxes, addressing energy, and addressing regulations, as well as renegotiating some of the trade agreements, I think there is a possibility of bringing some of these jobs back from offshore.
James Brett is president and CEO of the New England Council. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Bob.